The sooner you realize how great you are, the sooner you realize what it is that you bring to the table, the sooner you realize the value that you bring to other people's lives, the easier it will be to let go when people decide that they no longer want to be a part of your world. Welcome back to The Scarlet Edit. I am your host, Nikki Corbett, and welcome to the second ever bonus episode. Now, I decided to sit down and record this episode today because I feel like there's just a lot going on in this realm. A couple of months ago, I had a conversation with a dear friend, and we were talking about this show and what I was getting ready to put out into the world. And she made a comment. She said, "What about talking about friendship?" And I thought friendship was such another huge topic that it would be too much to add in a lot of friendship discussions along with a lot of these relationship discussions. It's so important to me to talk about the types of relationships that are going on that aren't talked about as openly, and to share other people's experiences, other people's stories, and really create a space where we can work to eliminate some of the shame that women feel as a result of being a part of some types of these relationships. So I'm not sure what's going on lately, if it's something with the universe, if it's just something in the water. Over the past few weeks, I have had multiple friends who are not connected to one another reach out to me to talk to me about their feelings on some of the friendships in their lives, whether they're feeling ghosted, whether they're feeling phased out, whether the friendship has ended altogether. And I thought, what is going on? It seems that there's been a lot of chaos within friendships. And then something that I found so funny that came up the other day on one of my favorite podcasts, they were talking about the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift engagement. And one of the hosts said, "I hope she has a bachelorette party because then we'll actually get to see who she's still friends with." And it got me thinking about how everybody, every woman, we all have friendships that come and friendships that go, and friendships that are here for a short time, a long time, a lifetime, but no one is immune to friendship changes. I personally lost two friends a couple of months ago that I never thought I would lose. And it truly shocked me. But, you know, I guess that's just part of life. So as all of these conversations have been happening over the last few weeks, I really got to thinking more and more about the whole people come into your lives for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I had this thought the other day. I think that we are very quick to identify the reason, and we are very quick to identify the lifetime. And here's why. I think that people that are reasons, right? They're people who challenge us, who hurt us, who teach us something, who are usually there for not a long time, but their presence is significant. And we walk away having learned something from that friendship. Now, then there's the lifetime people. Here's what I think happens. I think that we end up meeting somebody, connecting with somebody, feeling seen, feeling excited. And because of all of these things that we're connecting on with that other person, we immediately think like, oh my God, I'm so glad I met this girl. I'm so glad we connected. Like, now I can't imagine my life without her. Like, she's going to be my friend for the rest of my life. When in fact, those people are actually only seasonal. And I think that we jump over the people that are just meant for a season way too quickly because we get so enamored with the friendship from the jump that we don't realize that both of us are going to grow. Both of us are going to change. Our lives are going to do all sorts of things that we haven't even thought about yet. And that could be a cause for us to part ways. And so I think if we start paying attention to friendships and acknowledging that more of them are going to be seasonal than aren't, then we might have an easier time letting things go when they've naturally run their course. I mean, it is tough. I know that when I lost the two friends that I lost over the summer, I was blindsided. I was shocked. I mean, in retrospect, I feel like one of them actually just didn't like me. I just think at the end of the day, she just didn't like me. Maybe she did at first. Maybe she did during our friendship. But I think it got to a point where she just no longer liked me and she found an out to let me go. And then the other one, she just straight up ghosted me. So I don't know what happened there. But here's the thing with me. I am so, so strong and so rooted in who I am. I know who I am. I know what value I bring to the table. And so if somebody doesn't want to be a part of my world anymore, bye. That's fine. I'm not going to chase you. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to beg you to be friends with me. If you decide that you no longer want to be a part of my world, okay, I wish you the best. You'll never hear from me again. And some of you might think that sounds harsh, but I don't know. It just is what it is. And I don't know. Maybe there could be a case where my response is different, but I would say over the last few years, if there's been anyone that's exited my life, I haven't chased them and said, please come back. So it's crazy that there's so much going on out in the world with friendships right now. I would love to know from you, are you feeling the same way? Is there something in your life where you're like, whoa, I've lost this person and I don't know why? One of the things that I often say on this podcast about relationships is that I think that overall, there's always this overarching like umbrella of communication and communicating with our partners, communicating with our friends. If we lose that or if we don't have that, it makes it really hard for the relationship to continue. And I think that that goes for, I mean, I even think that goes with work relationships. If you can't communicate with who you're working with, if you can't communicate with your friends, if you can't communicate with your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, it's going to be tough to continue to move forward. There's a woman called Danielle Bayer Jackson, and she was on Mel Robbins' podcast the other day, and she is a female friendship coach and educator. And one of the things that she said that fascinated me was that we replace half of our friends every 7 years. And so if you think about the reason, the season of, or a lifetime, that literally proves that theory that we have to pay more attention or be more aware of the fact that for most of our friends, they're going to be seasonal. And, you know, you can kind of see that if you look back on your own journey, here's what I would challenge you to do. I would challenge you to think about where you were in your life and who your friends were at the time and what types of people you were drawn to. I think an easy one to analyze would be mothers that have just had babies or who have little kids. You know, they're going through a lot of big life change. So it's very easy for those women to lean on each other, to ask each other questions, to feel close, to establish really close relationships as they're navigating that new time in their lives. And then, you know, as you move down the road and kids get older and kids get involved in different things, sometimes those friendships can fall off because you're just doing different things and your life got really busy, you know, or maybe you're close to somebody because of your job and maybe you're traveling a lot. And I mean, God, I look back on different jobs that I've had, and there are people that I used to travel with like extensively. And then when I moved on from that company, we rarely ever speak. And it doesn't mean that like I didn't value them. It doesn't mean that I didn't care about them. It doesn't mean that I didn't have a lot of fun with them. I think it just simply means that like that was a period of time in our life. So I think that in some cases, we need to look a little bit deeper into the seasonality of our friendships and realize that just because maybe it isn't because of a major life change that we've come together, or it isn't because we work together, it could just be because life at that time connected us and we had some good times and some good memories, but then our paths diverged maybe sooner than we had thought because we had been so close during those moments and we had been so close during that time. No matter what, friendship breakups are hard because you've been close with somebody, you've shared intimate things. They know maybe things about you that aren't so pretty or aren't so shiny, and they're not the things that you're posting on your Instagram feed. They've maybe seen you at your absolute worst, seen you in ways where you've been really ugly or really mean. And then that friendship ends and it's like you think, oh, whoa, you know, now this person knows all these things about me and now we're no longer speaking. And what could that possibly mean? I would hope that it would just mean that we just put all those things in a box and tie them up and leave them on a shelf and let it be and move on with our lives. I mean, I know that there's plenty of people who know things about me and I know things about plenty of people. And I'm sure all of you could say the exact same. So in thinking more about all of this friendship thing, I really do feel like reframing our thoughts on not shoving somebody into the lifetime bucket just because we meet and have an amazing connection and really love getting to know one another and love the initial parts of being friends, that we don't just shove them into that lifetime bucket. I mean, oh my God, think about weddings, right? This is crazy. Think about weddings. I got married when I was 34. I vividly remember thinking, I'm so glad I got married a little bit later because now I have all of my friends that are in my wedding. These are all going to be people that I am friends with for the rest of my life. I literally remember vividly, actively having that thought. And going back to that, we replace half of our friends every 7 years piece of data. I had 8 bridesmaids. Of the 8, I only still talk to 4. I mean, that literally just proved it. And it's just wild to me because those 4, I love them so dearly. They are people who I absolutely have in the lifetime bucket. One of them, in fact, I've been friends with since I was 10 years old. But here's the thing. Our lives are so vastly different. We probably see each other once a year. And here's even the bigger kicker. Over the last 15, almost 20 years, we've lived 15 minutes apart. And we see each other maybe once a year. But she's somebody who is in the lifetime bucket. I know that I could pick up the phone and call her. And if I said, I need you, she would drop everything and be there for me and vice versa. So I think that there are absolutely some people that are our lifetime friends. And those people are just amazing because they've seen so many different versions of us. And they've been along the journey for a lot of the twists and turns and ups and downs of our lives. Maybe they haven't been involved in the intimate details the way some of the seasonal people have, but they've been there. And then there's the reason people, and we all have a bunch of those. And sometimes the reason people, they're reason people and season people, because they were there. They were in the nitty gritty. They were in the details. They saw you, you know, fighting your way out of a breakup, fighting your way out of a shitty job, fighting to be the next best version of yourself, and saw all of that chaos and turmoil. But then maybe they turned into a reason. Maybe they really broke your heart. Maybe they totally taught you to be a little more discerning. Maybe they taught you to not play all your cards right upon meeting somebody. And then there's some people who are truly just seasonal. There's people that I know we all have in our lives that we've grown apart from, and there's been not anything that happened. No real reason. Nobody did anything to the other person. It just ran its course. And then you probably still follow each other on Instagram or bump into each other here or there. And it can always be positive. It can always be a, hey, how's it going? But yeah, reason, season, or a lifetime. That's why people come in and out of our lives. The sooner you realize how great you are, the sooner you realize what it is that you bring to the table, the sooner you realize the value that you bring to other people's lives, the easier it will be to let go when people decide that they no longer want to be a part of your world. I promise. I promise. By the way, I'm recording this right here, right now, simply because I did my hair and makeup today. Literally. Yeah, that's why I'm recording this right now, because I did my hair and makeup today. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to this week's bonus episode. I don't know how often I'm going to do these. I don't know what topics I'm going to bring to them. I'm absolutely going to be continuing to do the red alerts when there's any sort of relationship chaos or excitement that comes into the world from a news perspective. Otherwise, please follow me on Instagram at thescarlet.edit. Subscribe on YouTube at thescarletedit, and stay tuned for more exciting things and more exciting episodes coming your way. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much, and we will see you later on.